Red Dice Diaries podcast, a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs by a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast is Shinigami by Tarek, used under Creative Commons license. So it's been a while since I did one of these, and what have I been up to recently? Well, I've been preparing for the UK Games Expo 2019 for a number of years. Thanks to Lloyd Jan, I've been helping him out with the Games On Demand there. And what that is that's sort of like a group of gems running two-hour taster sessions of a variety of different games. And I believe it sprung from the idea of people turning up and not having pre-booked games. They're easier to jump into, and the idea is you maybe, because it's a little short game, you get to try out a system that you've perhaps not tried before or that you've heard a bit about and you just fancy giving a go. This year there's more GMs, extra people have been brought on board, so hopefully we can, it's less of a punishing schedule on those who are there, but I'm really looking forward to that. I've also been doing a lot of LARPing with friends of mine, and I've got another event coming up in like a week or so that, since I can no longer drive, unfortunately, for medical reasons, I'm really reliant on like scrounging lifts off people to get up to events. My friends and people I know have been really great about that and have been really helpful. So I wasn't expecting to go to the one next week, but a couple of my friends have really stepped up and offered me lifts and help with getting there. So that is very much appreciated on my behalf. Most recently, however, I've wrapped up my Thousand Lands game, which was a BX game, and my Astonishing Swords and Swordsmen of High Barbaria game. And that was mainly because both myself and Johannes Pavola, who plays in a number of my games and who I sort of work out my schedules with since previously we've been alternating, and I play in a number of his games that he runs, including his Stars Without Number game. We lost players from the games due to real life attrition, which is unfortunate, but it happens, you know, that's the nature of the beast. So we've been talking a little bit about consolidating our games down to give ourselves a bit more free time and sort of like take our feet off the gas a little bit. So after talking about it, we decided to trim down to running a game each. These are both going to run on the same day. I'm going to run a game on the Friday, which Johannes will be playing in, and he's going to continue running his Stars Without Number on the Sunday, which I'm going to continue playing in. The game I'm going to start is going to be a new one, and since obviously, as you all know, I'm a big OSR fan, I wanted to get back to running some stuff in the Midlands, and that's been particularly spurred by the fact that Monkey Bud Press and Glyn Seal are bringing out the third book in the Midlands series, which deals with Great London, the capital city of the setting. Now, I've been lucky enough to write some of the stretch goal material for that, and it successfully funded on Kickstarter. Pre-orders are also available at the moment for people who didn't get in on the Kickstarter. I've seen a couple of work in progress copies that Glenn's been kind enough to forward to me, and I can tell you it's going to be a great addition to the line. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased because I wrote stuff to go with it, but I firmly do believe it's the best of the Midlands books yet. And I've been reading also on The Alexandrian, which is a great blog. I recommend you check it out if you haven't already. Has been talking about urban crawls in some of their sort of older posts, and I've been reading them and really enjoying those. So I wanted to try and take what I'd learned in the various like hex crawl games I'd done, and what people have told me in the past is my strengths as a GM, which is running stuff with organizations and NPCs and sort of making them relatable and memorable. So I wanted to try and combine those two, and I'm always looking for ways to improve. So I thought it might be cool to have an urban crawl in an established sort of metropolis, I suppose, setting in this sort of fantasy world where the players aren't just like going from village to village or exploring dungeons. They have a living, breathing city to explore. So we had a Zoom chat the other day with the six or seven people I've asked to participate in this, and now I'm fully expecting we'll get at least one or two people dropping out due to just real life stuff going on in general. Like I said earlier, that's the nature of the beast. So I'm hoping by having six or seven people in the initial sort of capture area, we'll end up with about sort of four or five people for the game. If we get more, great. If we get sort of two, three, then it'll be sort of on the border of what I'll still consider running a game for. But we have this Zoom chat, as I say. And we had a number of interesting questions raised. John Drury, one of the players, was sort of quite focused on what the eventual sort of aim of the characters was going to be, citing that he didn't just enjoy the whole fact that, you know, we're just sort of grubbing around as like first level nothings, and that's sort of like all we're going to be focusing on, which I can see his point. It is nice to have a character progression arc. As an example of something that is like a default sort of arc for this type of setting, I cited the City Guard unit as a potentially ready-made solution for that, since it gives you a reason for investigating stuff and getting involved. Also, there's a hierarchy you can climb, you know, going from being in charge of like a street beat to eventually being in charge of a district and maybe becoming like a commander of the watch. After a bit more discussion, it was eventually decided that they actually preferred to be sort of independent occult investigators, and the notion of a shadowy, almost Moriarty-esque conspiracy lurking behind the scenes of Greater London, and perhaps even threatening the monarchy itself. It was like an overarching enemy or sort of plot element of the game was sort of put about. After a little bit of joking about this, one of the players suggested that effectively we were talking about running CSI Great London. So that's what I've decided to call the game, Crime and Sorcery Investigation Great London. The session zero of it, which is going to be about, in my normal sort of style, it's going to be about half of the session sort of character gen, tying things up and getting any loose ends resolved, and half a sort of mini adventure to let the players ease into their characters. That's going to be on the 5th of July. Really looking forward to running it. We'll be streaming that and recording it and putting it on YouTube and all the normal sort of shiz. So I'm really looking forward to that and seeing how that's going to develop. I've got a rough idea of a couple of the characters so far. We have Whitey, who is playing a sort of noble man who fell in love with a young woman who disappeared under mysterious circumstances, perhaps connected with the shadowy conspiracy. However, when he went to talk to people about her disappearance, it seemed that he was the only one who actually had any memory of this woman. Mysterious indeed. We also have John Drury, who is looking at playing a sort of, I suppose, goblin shaman type figure, which, although he's going to be using the standard wizard class in Lamentations of the Flame Princess, which is the rule system we decided to use after consulting with the players, he's actually just going to play them, like I say, as a basic class, since the sort of racial goblin classes that are available in the Middlelands books didn't really appeal to me, wanting to be a magic user. So given that there's an entire ward known as the Bile Ward in the city of Great London, which is turned over to the rule of goblins, I'm looking forward to seeing what that character will bring to the game. So aside from getting ready for that, prepping for LARP, etc., I've just finished off a load of freelance work as well, some stuff for Fate and also some stuff for the Middlelands Great London stretch goals. That's all done and dusted now. I'm looking forward to doing the LARP event in a week, prepping for this Great London game, and I know Lloyd's talking about doing a few one shots, and hopefully now my schedule's relaxed a little bit, it'll give me time to like get back to doing a few more like blog posts, podcasts, etc. And I've also got a couple of PDFs that I'm looking into reviewing, although it does take me a fair old while to write the notes of my reviews since they tend to be quite expansive. But that's what's going on with me, so hopefully I'll catch you soon. So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, whatever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourself.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.